Now, back to Urban Health Beat, the show that feeds your mind, body, and spirit. Once again, here's Marilyn Harris Davis and Patsy Anderson.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Marilyn Harris Davis, and you are listening to Urban Health Beat. I am not joined by Patsy Anderson, who is the co-founder and CEO of the Maryland Women's Expo, but I am joined by our medical expert, Dr. Gary Jennings, who is the CEO and founder of Tuscana MetaSpa and Wellness Center. And I'm also joined by Michael Binko, who is the angel investor. I love saying that word, angel investor and founder of Startup Maryland and CHOW, which is the Cannabis Innovation Alliance for Opportunity. We've also just been joined by one of our famous co-hosts, which is I want to call you Dr. Gabe Solano, but it's Gabe Solano, who is the CEO of Business Benefits Solutions. Thank you for joining us, Gabe.
It's my pleasure to be here.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we've been talking about cannabis and the opportunities that are, looming with that. And we've also been talking about the ecosystem model for economic development that Michael Binko has developed. But we're also talking about the necessity for medical outcomes, and that because when we have medical outcomes, then we can move this cannabis business forward. So welcome, and tell us about what you are doing with Business Benefit Solutions.
Well, first off, once again, thank you much for having me here, Marilyn. It's good to see Mike and Gary again.
Great to see you.
And Mike had discussed the ecosystem, and Business Benefit Solutions is really part of that ecosystem with Startup Maryland. So in connection with the medicinal cannabis industry, we're beginning to lead the way to find benefit partners who will actually provide benefits to the employees and companies that are represented in the industry. Due to federal legislation, which I'm sure you probably have discussed, or federal laws, there's some unique things that one has to do in order to be able to provide benefits. So every benefit partner or health insurance company looks at this a little bit differently. So we have found some of our partners who said, yes, we will write that business as long as there is a bank account and there's banking solutions. So those are some of the things that we are putting together. Another key component of that is an HRIS payroll system and timekeeping system. So we actually are working with one of the innovators.
HRIS being what? What is
that's
HRIS?
The health human resources.
Okay, I'm just saying. I'm just asking.
It's more like their intelligence system.
Right. It's the HR intelligence for health. Okay.
Correct. And that allows them to keep track of their employees, pay their employees, keep compliant with employees and storing their data, their information, applicant tracking, all these different types of things that an employer has to do in order to have employees. So one of our partners is actually out of Colorado. Actually, they're out of Dallas, but they've worked in the Colorado market. So they are very versed at working with companies in that particular industry.
Oh, I see.
So we're bringing these partners together in an ecosystem model so that they can begin to provide benefits to the employees.
I see. All right. So the benefits to the employees will include cannabis approval services. I'm just asking.
Well, it's in the medicinal.
It's in the medicinal
cannabis
bailiwick. Is that what we're talking about?
Correct. Because that's where some carriers are saying, no, we won't touch that. Other carriers are saying, yes, we would welcome that business. So that's what we're looking at, is making that particular match. And then, of course, you've heard us talk about the scholarship program and deductible busters. At this point,
I love that term, deductible busters, by the way. I'm just saying.
The scholarship program at this point is something that would not participate with that particular industry. Right. However, we do have carriers with the deductible busters that would participate.
And I think this is a key point to maybe just chime in here a little bit, is in the first segment we talked about, you know, what is the potential of this industry to grow? And I think everybody feels that it's going to be a driver for whatever state it's legal in.
Absolutely.
But when we also talked about a venture that might be a license holder of a grow processor or dispensary in a competitive market that cannabis will eventually become. We're not quite there yet because it's just out of the gate. But in a competitive market, workforce retention is going to be critical because it costs to churn employees on a regular basis. You can't manage that change efficiently and on budget. So having access to benefits at whatever level of ability a company can engage with them is critical. And one thing that we've observed from BBS and engaging with our ecosystem is that they're very willing to sit down with a company that might be two founders and no employees yet, or five employees, or 500 employees. And they really run the gamut from really starting idea stage and bootstrap stage companies to what we call ramp up and speed up. Now, the cannabis industry is right now in the bootstrap, not idea anymore, but bootstrap. But they're going to quickly move to ramp up and speed up once the number of patients and the dosages that start to get out there
And we increase. Have some outcomes.
Absolutely.
Correct. But one of the things I want to ask you, I mean, the price of cannabis, of getting it, it's anywhere from maybe $90 and higher to just to, you know, walk into the place. Is that going to be covered? Or right now, I mean, it's a cash business. And for some people, it's really cost prohibitive.
Yeah. At this point, I would say that the carriers, the medical carriers, due to the overarching federal laws and taxation, I don't see them moving in that direction until there is federal relief that then would allow the monies to flow into the healthcare plans for the sale of or prescribing even or providing that as a prescription.
Okay.
At one point, I think recent developments on the judiciary front federally. You see, the U.S. attorney for Maryland was asked, what is the appetite for that department, Justice Department, in pursuing cannabis? And I think there was a public statement to say they have no appetite for enforcing the Class A status for cannabis in medicinal purposes. So at this point, anybody accessing that market in Maryland, you know, don't have a definitive, yes, we're not going to, you know, come after that. But the U.S. attorney's office has said it's not something that they're going after in the medicinal space, specifically in Maryland. And that was – there was a lot of uncertainty there for a couple of weeks at the end of 2017 and into this year that, you know, that federal agency might put this industry, you know, dead in its tracks. But I think we've gotten a little bit of relief on that.
Dr. Jennings, just one more thing. In prescribing, as far as health insurance companies saying we're going to cover that, the way that they are set up and the way that they're chartered and the way that the prescription plans are done is that the drugs have to be FDA approved. Efficacy studies have to be done, generated, which is, to Mike's point, you know, how do you do that? But really, they can't allow for drugs that are not FDA approved to be on their panel.
I see what you're saying.
So that was a great question, but that's so, there's two reasons why they're not doing it at this point.
So we're a long way, if ever, going to get to that particular point, if it sounds like it, because right now there's no prescription. It's a approval, and the Medicaid.
It's an approval for certain.
For people
Dr.
to get.
Dr. Jennings, I need you to come closer to the microphone.
Yeah,
it's an approval for certain conditions.
It's approved for certain
conditions. And let's go over those conditions again.
Well, again, if you're in a, have a chronic disease and you're in hospice or palliative care, which is end of life care, then that's something you are eligible to get it. If you have a chronic pain, you can get that if you have multiple sclerosis or seizures, post-traumatic stress disorder, or anxiety, or glaucoma, then you are eligible. Again, you have to see a physician that's capable to give you the approval. We are at Tuscana MediSpa Wellness Center capable to do that. So what you do is you bring your medical records down to us. We would review that, take a history, do a physical, because we have to form a doctor-patient relationship. It's not, here, take this, and I'll never see you again. And then you have to come back in several months to get a follow-up appointment. So that we have this ongoing relationship of doctor-patient relationship, because we need to see outcomes if this if this for you.
How can we get in touch with Tuscana MediSpa and Wellness Center?
Well, there are two great ways. One is to give us a call at 410-837-2262, or you can follow us on Facebook. Things are changing really fast. I can't believe I'm saying that. But yeah, we're on Facebook. And actually, Facebook gives you an opportunity to ask us some questions and get some feedback.
Right, it's an interactive.
Yes.
You're an interactive resource.
Innovation for opportunity.
Innovation for opportunity. I like that. I'm going to have to hire you. No, I'm kidding. So, Mr. Binko, how do we get in touch with you?
On our website at www.startupmd.org or thechiao, C-I-A-O,
right.
.co. You can find the form that we talked about in the earlier segment that if you are trying to get in touch with someone in the cannabis industry or practitioners, we can certainly direct you in the right avenue to go.
And let's be clear, the state of Maryland, okay, at this point in time, okay, has cannabis, alrighty, as an approved alternative for pain management, right, Dr. Jennings?
That's correct. Okay. And those other diseases that I had talked about.
And other conditions.
Right.
Other conditions that she spoke of. And then you, Mr. Binko, are a resource to find some of those areas and, I mean, some of those practitioners.
Yeah, we would certainly, if anybody approaches us or gets in touch with us to say, how can I, you know, get medicinal cannabis, we'll certainly direct them to Dr. Jennings or a growing list of others that we know are practicing in that area. Mm-hmm. We are more of a direct resource for if you want to get involved with the industry, either as an employee or potentially a license holder if other licenses become available on how to do that, how to attract funding.
That's an interesting concept. As a license holder, I didn't know that.
Yeah, all the licenses have been applied to date.
Right.
But it's more than likely that there are going to be additional licenses that are brought online in the next year or two.
Sure. And in order to apply for a license, you have to go to the Maryland Cannabis Commission, to
Maryland,
the state of Maryland.
Medicinal cannabis.
Maryland Medicinal Cannabis.
No, it's Maryland Medical Cannabis Commission.
Okay. All right. That's a tongue twister.
Yes.
Maryland Medical Cannabis Commission.gov. Okay. All right. If you want to find anything out. Now, Mr. Solano, so tell us about paying for it and how can we get in touch with you?
Well, I don't handle the prescription component.
No, but I understand that.
But for those people who are in the industry and they want to look at benefits, they can contact me at gabe@businessbenefits.biz, and that's a great way to reach me. Thank you.
All righty. Thank you so much, gentlemen, for joining us today. Honestly, such a wealth of information. And we're going to continue this conversation. Mike Binko, who is the angel investor and founder of Startup Maryland, CHOW, Cannabis Innovation Alliance for Opportunity. That's what CHOW stands for. Dr. Gary Jennings, who is also a medical expert. He's the CEO and founder of Tuscana MediSpa and Wellness Center and can provide medical marijuana approvals. And Gabe Solano, who is also one of our sponsors today, who is the CEO of Business Benefit Solutions. Thank you guys for joining us.
Thank you.
And you know, as we end up Urban Health Beat again, laughter is the best medicine. So I'm going to ask you guys, what is Zucchini's favorite sport?
I don't know.
Squash.
Oh!
Did I get it?
Yeah.
Oh,
see, Michael Binko. No, don't be sorry. I'm good with that. Yeah, Dr. Jennings has been trained not to answer, but y'all. So you're listening to Urban Health Beat. I'm your host, Marilyn Harris. Davis Patsy Anderson is on vacation. And until next time, don't forget that your good health is a work in progress. So work it.